I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, October 15th, 2018. Tuesday Eve.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jack.
What's up, Matthew?
How you?
Doing well.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
How you doing, man? You feel good? Feeling good?
Yeah, man.
You look wide awake.
Thank you.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Ooh. No, I shaved.
Oh, pardon me. That's your face.
Yeah. Over here, Junior. The eyes are up here.
Whoops.
Over here.
Yeah.
Let's look at your weather. That's on your mind, because it's going to change soon. Maybe not today, but soon.
Soon.
Today, partly cloudy, high of 81 right now, partly cloudy, 57 in Greer.
Mm-hmm.
But, next weekend, though, like high of around 60.
Yeah.
Whoa. I like it. I like the little hint of cold we got this weekend.
Yeah.
Not too much, but just right. Just right. It was a great weekend.
There's going to be some lows in the 40s coming up real soon.
Mm.
I'm talking about low 40s. I'm talking about real. I'm talking about jacket weather, man. Not just hoodie weather, but actual coat weather.
I opened the windows in the house yesterday.
Did you?
And they let that nice breeze go through. It was good.
That's good. My house is drafty anyway. It ain't sealed good.
I consider that dusting, though.
Yeah, that's all that is, dusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bring the blower in the living room if it gets real bad.
Let it, yeah. Turn on the ceiling fan if you really want to clean the place up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. So, let's start with Friday night, this freaking Swamp Rabbit season opener.
Had a ball.
That was a good, good time. If you didn't get out to either of the great matches, hockey game. It's a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hockey match. It's a hockey game.
Now, I had some issues Friday night with some people.
What happened?
The referees were crap terrible.
Oh, big time.
Just crap terrible.
Oh, they really were.
Cost the Rabbits the damn game.
Yeah.
Absolutely cost them the game. Just wouldn't call nothing on the side of the home team. Like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
We got game two, though.
Oh, yeah. Got game two. Had to get some revenge.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the referees may have been threatened by a bunch of people.
They should have been. That was a bunch of bullcrap calls.
It was, man. A bunch of crap. Yeah, fun time all the same. Great game. Like, 7 goals in 1 hockey game. Man, you missed out. Overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to see a fight?
Almost.
Several. Well, there were several. I mean, not like
some
where
scraps,
they let them go, yeah.
Not a fight. The one time it would have been a fight, they kicked one of the dudes out of the game. I'm like, no, let him fight first. Come on.
I mean, the guy just hauled off and hit the guy out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, it was a blindside shot. Real dirty, real dirty. But again, let him fight. Let him fight and then kick him out.
Because then when you kick him out, that's like a feather in his cap.
Yeah.
Because he was looking around smiling as he, you know, was taken off the ice.
They kicked out one of the walleye over that.
He was an asshole.
He was.
That's what we were calling all the mean old walleyes.
Man, I was giving 19 hell for the walleye all night long.
I was, what I was giving crap to was, I can't remember the jersey number, but his last name was Register.
43!
43.
Probably Register. Their best player.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Yeah, Register. What kind of name is that?
I was picking on Storm.
Yeah, that's right, because we were saying they had like American Gladiator names.
Yeah.
Here's Storm. Here's Register.
And Smith. That dude was a giant, though.
That's like the thing. I'll say this. We got two or three, the Swamp Rabbits, got two or three, like, big old beasts of men.
Mm-hmm.
The walleye, though, all their team were, like, big old giant tree trunk men. And we freaking kicked their ass.
Took it to them physically, hitting people, man. It was a fun time. Real physical hockey game.
I highly suggest you go.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
Oh, yes. We'll be at a lot of games this year.
Well, hell yeah. We got season tickets.
Yeah.
And when I find out that I can't go to a particular game, I will not let them go to waste. I'll give them away on Instagram or something.
Yeah. I gave mine to a big P1 named Jeremy from Easley for Saturday night's game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he win or not.
Is it, are you sure it's Easley? Easley. The Jeremy you're talking about?
Easley.
I didn't get to go. That's I gave fine. Him away.
As long as you gave him somebody.
But you you never forget the hockey player you feud with.
Yeah.
I used to yell at Paquette for Gwinnett,
mm-hmm.
which I think they're Atlanta now. Yeah. I used to get in his face all the time.
That was your guy?
His name was Paquette?
Paquette.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Coach Stork, when he was here, he didn't like him either.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he told me to go ahead and do it.
So they won't be back home till the 27th.
Yeah, they'll be back home the 27th, and they got afternoon hockey on the 28th.
That's the Mattman birthday game.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mattman.
3 o'clock game. That's what I'm doing for my birthday. I'm going to the Swamp Rabbits 3 o'clock game.
Matt said he's sorry for burping in your ear.
That was Paige.
Oh, it was Paige.
Yeah. That was Paige.
Oh, okay.
I wish.
Speaking of Paige, we'll review Mad World and all that here in a bit, but. What happened at Camp Cougar this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Camp Cougar didn't happen. It was a family event, which was better.
Oh.
But it was a lot of fun.
See, I purposefully didn't go on your Instagram.
I know. I'm sorry.
Because I wanted to wait and see.
See, there was a baby born, so Camp Cougar didn't happen.
Who had a baby?
Someone in Jenny's family.
So oh, wow.
But that's fine because we had a full, both houses were full of people and it was all relatives. And
you have two houses up there?
Yes.
God bless. Yes. I knew there was a lake house, but there's lake houses.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, but the weirdest thing was there are two things that happened.
I'm looking at your Instagram. I know one thing that happened. Go ahead.
I didn't bring my deodorant or my hair dryer.
Well, there you go.
Oh, no. Yes.
And why would you announce that to everyone? She puts up this beautiful photo of her at the lake and says, "This is as good as it's going to get today. I apologize. I forgot to pack my deodorant and hair dryer. Let's parties."
You took some red lipstick, though. Uh-huh, looking for some blank.
Yeah, and you can tell her chest is a little red.
Yeah.
So that means
I just
got
out of the shower.
You'd been drinking.
Uh-huh.
Well, I probably was really hungover from the night before. And another thing, I was hoping my cousins were on the way.
Yeah.
And they were. And they brought me deodorant.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Crisis averted.
But then. My dog started chewing off his toenails on his paws. Something happened to him, like he had some kind of allergic reaction.
Did he do meth?
I don't know what he did. It was the strangest thing. So he, like, gnawed off his different parts of his claws. So it was just a wild time.
So there was no men?
There were men.
I saw a man arm in a photo.
Oh,
There were men up there, but they were all my cousins.
At least I hope it was
Patrick,
a man's arm.
Gene, and then... You know, they're
yeah, the whole Pirtle crew.
No, not the whole Pirtle crew.
Oh.
Just Kara had, my niece had all her crew down at the other house, and I was up at the other house with the grown-up cousins.
Oh, can we talk to them about the party house then?
Yeah, all you posted was pictures of dogs. Where are the scantily clad cougars and stuff?
In the other house.
They didn't, like I said, babies were born, reunions were happening. It didn't happen. So... You know, no, I kept my clothes on. I'm sorry.
Even the picture of the bed you posted has dogs in it.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably, that is a letdown.
It is a letdown.
But every bed that I have has dogs in it.
We're trying to live vicariously through you, woman. Help us out. Hook us up.
I have a boyfriend.
At least put up, one of those ring doorbells so we can at least watch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Like next time, next weekend is on.
Give us the code so we can watch your doorbell.
We need you to have, I went to that Hot Rod show Saturday. I didn't even see nobody naked out there. Then you come in, nobody got naked up there.
Yeah,
oh, did you go to that?
It was cold up there, though. People weren't wearing shorts or anything. They were wearing like winter stuff. So you wouldn't have seen the bikinis. Nobody went swimming.
We drank hot chocolate.
Yeah, got a
bonfire. It was cold.
Mm.
Next year for the bikinis.
Next year for the bikinis.
Yep.
So you've put the bikinis away then?
Yeah, for up there. I mean, down here in Greenville, yeah. If you get an 80-degree day, it might still happen.
It ain't going to happen.
God bless. So what happened at what is the name of the event you went to?
Chopper's Ball.
Chopper's Ball.
Yeah, it was put on by the Hard Knocks Hot Rod Club. You know, Debo?
Yo, yeah.
Tattoos and Anderson.
You better.
He was there, Debo and son, both of them there.
He has a son?
Yeah.
I'm a dabbling.
They a whole bunch of people out there, man. A whole bunch of P1s in the Hard Knocks Hot Rod Club.
I saw.
There's so many P1s in the Hard Knocks Hot Rod Club that I want to buy an old truck now and hang out with them. They're awesome, dude. They're fun, dude. Talking about fun people. They will pour a fireball down your neck.
Did you see Josh Carver there?
No, I think I got there after he left.
I saw a picture he posted from there.
He was drinking that P1 Pilsner.
He was drinking our beer at the Chopper's Ball.
I had 4 P1 Pilsners left. I took them out there with me, and I gave them all to guys from the Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Let them have some, because they hadn't tried any yet.
What did you say?
Good
they like it.
They liked it, yeah.
The beer was all over the weekend. Thanks to the Instagram and the
saw it.
It was at the Williams Bryce the Gamecocks game.
It made it down to Columbia for the Gamecocks game. It
didn't
was
bring
all
them
over.
Any luck, evidently.
All over Fall for Greenville, man.
Right.
All over the place down there.
Yeah, it was.
We got it around. We got it around everywhere.
Damn it! There was somewhere else that I saved it. I quit screen shooting stuff that I wanted to save because I realized that it's much easier just to bookmark it.
Oh, yeah.
I use the bookmarks on Instagram now.
Yeah.
And now I can't find it.
I'm looking. It was in stores all over the place. All over the place in stores.
Yeah. So that was one thing. You call me an ego tripper if you want to, but I that's what I did part of the day Saturday. I drove around the stores looking for the beer.
Yeah.
Find any?
Dude, I went to Two Spinks. They had already sold out of it. And I posted a picture of the empty hole.
Oh, that's funny.
Where it had been sitting.
That's real good.
I know, look at that. Right there. Sorry, we're sold out.
Oh, no.
Sorry, we're sold out.
Oh, no. Yeah. They still had all that other stuff, but not our good stuff.
There's all that other stuff. And they sold out of it at the Swamp Rabbits game on Friday night.
Yeah.
They put a little cup over the tap because it was all sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That was tough, man. They had a hard time with it, keeping it pouring at the Swamp Rep. They just ran out.
Yeah.
There's another batch on the way, though.
That's right.
Real soon.
Yeah. It better be. We got a supply of the Halloween season.
Yeah. We'll be good by then. We'll absolutely be good by then.
And Thanksgiving, I mean, when your family comes down, what better way to invite them to listen to the show, then hand them a beer that maybe they'll say, oh, yeah, that's that show you were talking about.
Yeah, those guys that got their own beer, they must be good.
They must be really tied into this thing now.
They must be the blank if they're on beer.
They have beer. All right. I'm sure that's the mindset people have. Look, any way to get the name out there, within reason, we're into that.
Yeah.
Within reason. Within reason.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know of... I don't know how many people are pictured on beer cans. Not many.
Mm.
Not many at all.
Billy Beer didn't even have Billy Carter on it.
No.
And that's one of the most famous gimmick beers of all times.
Mm-hmm.
Even the 81 Clemson didn't have Danny Ford on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm looking here, man. I'm just looking for people on beer cans. And
even Dale was only on Sun Drop.
There aren't many. Have you ever seen Sam Adams on a can? He might be on some can.
Yeah, but is that really Sam Adams?
I don't know.
Better get him off.
I'll let you take care of that one.
Pearl Harbor Day's coming up, hey. It's coming up. Oh, man.
No, Prince Albert.
You have Prince Albert in a can?
Yep.
Oh, by the way, hey, Jamie Long. She's listening to us live right now. She was in the car waiting on us to start.
Hey, ain't that fun?
Yep. Nobody else said hey and told me their name, so I didn't say anything yet.
Also, today, speaking of the weekend, we'll have to recap our pigskin picks, which, that was a sigh there, Paige. You okay?
I'm just afraid.
Yeah. She was sipping on some medicine, whatever she's got in that cup over there.
Sake.
Here's the problem is that for the, what is this, week 4?
7.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's the middle of October. They started the end of August, first of September.
Yeah,
we took a bye too already. So.
Ah, mm-hmm. I was about to say, but I'll be dead blame. Well, regardless, week 7, I decided to write down my picks and keep up with it. But you know what I didn't do was write down anybody else's. So I know how I did, but nobody else.
Well, there is one loser this week.
Well, good.
So you don't have a tie situation.
Okay, good.
Dang it.
So there's a definite loser.
There's some P1s who keep up with that.
Oh, yeah.
I got a snap yesterday of somebody's, I can't verify if he's right or not, but it was somebody's the notes on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Where he had kept track of all of our records of all of our picks throughout the entire weekend.
Good gracious.
I know. Oh,
Who is this guy?
I don't remember.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Thank you much.
We need an archivist.
Oh, yeah. If he's right, I slept better last night.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Really?
He might be wrong.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if he's right or not. I mean, I don't know. Flip a coin, man.
I got my ass kicked on a couple, mm-hmm. but surprisingly did well on others, so I don't know where I stand in the standings.
I hate the NFL now.
You should hate Wofford being the garbage-ass football team.
That too.
You're crazy.
They went in and got smoked.
Number six got just, whoo, smoked.
Garbage.
Oh. Yep. I believe a couple of us predicted that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the best prediction of the weekend was me telling y'all what them LSU Tigers were going to do to them Bulldogs. And they did it.
There was one of my losses.
There's no analytics anymore.
There's not. How can you say that a number two team is going to – the number 13 LSU?
I think they were 13,
at the time. 14? How are they going to come in and shellack number two?
Because they were a pretty good football team.
Well, damn good.
And they were playing in Baton Rouge, which is – everybody says a hard place to go play.
And they should technically be number two. LSU should move right into number two.
Well, I mean, Florida have to be number one because they beat them.
Well, then what's better than number one?
Alabama.
Yeah.
And Georgia.
Yeah. Not Georgia.
No. They're three.
Good.
Not anymore.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's tanked.
You didn't see what? Y'all, you didn't even see.
They should change places with LSU.
I didn't even turn on the TV.
And you weren't listening a minute ago when I said what them Tigers did to them Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
They smeared them. It was more than shellacking.
Yeah.
It was smearing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just in denial of
it. It was real bad. Well, let's not blow our wad yet. We got to fill 4 hours. we have that a whole segment before we start talking about that.
Oh.
So we'll do that today. We're going to get into the mail sack, too, because there's a whole bunch of email over the past couple of weeks that we haven't got to yet. We'll do those today as well. That email address is trg@933theplanetrocks.com. TRG. That stands for the Rise Guys.
Mm-hmm.
At 933theplanetrocks.com.
Yes.
Nine will give us the best damn audio available today that we can get licensing to.
Oh, yeah, man. I got some pretty good. You ever heard about a haunted car wash?
No.
Dude, it exists.
Really?
It's the funniest damn thing in the world.
A haunted car wash.
My word.
Okay. All right. So we'll get into that today. We'd love to hear from you as well. 1-800-774-0093. Keep those numbers handy throughout the show. Anytime. 1-800-774-0093. The CarolinaVaporMill.com text line is 72341. And we're at the Rise Guys on most of the social media touch points out there. Paige!
Oh, have we got news for you? We've got a death to talk about that may put a tear in your beer. Also, a power couple broke up. Maybe a power couple. And you might be happy about it or you might be sad. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
The Dukes broke up. Mondo left Leona.
Exactly.
Hank Williams died again, apparently.
Hank Williams died. I was about to say, he died again. All right, we'll find out much more about all of those in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Here's Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, have some news to tell you. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have split. It's over.
Oh, no.
I know.
Grande Davidson's done.
Darn it. That screws up my Halloween costume so bad.
Why?
I was going to get butthole eyes and dye my hair blonde.
Oh.
Well,
and go as Ariana Grande.
Well, if you must.
What's the opposite of Grande?
Venti?
Paquito.
Yes, Paquito. Thank you.
Oh, y'all ain't at Starbucks. Okay.
Venti.
Venti. Oh, well. A so-called source says, quote, it was way too much too soon, and it's not shocking to anyone. But people also say that she took it really hard after her ex-boyfriend, Mac Miller, passed away, and it hit her pretty hard. So she was on Twitter, and
that's got to suck. Okay, so think about this. Let's say that Nine and I are dating, okay?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Why don't we do one that's a reach?
Okay. Let's say Nine and I are just sleeping together.
Okay.
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 And I'll be the woman in this one.
Okay.
And then Nine, Well, look, I'm not making a joke with this, but Nine takes himself out, right? But I'm dating Fatboy now.
Uh-oh.
When Nine takes himself out. And I'm mourning the loss of an ex-boyfriend who just died. Like, I'm sad about it. And you have to console me over my boyfriend who killed himself. That's got to be a way. Because Pete Davidson's like, I ain't going to console you too much.
Yeah.
Because if that's your ex-boyfriend. But at the same time, I have to console you because it's, somebody close to you that took themselves out and may have done it because you broke up with them. It's a weird place to be in.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Ariana and they officially and Mac broke up after Coachella. So it was a year since his death, and they struggled for a long time with their relationship, and it was basically over last year. And then this new engagement was too fast, too soon.
Oh, they were engaged?
No, but this new engagement, she was dating him. I don't know if they were engaged or not, but they had kind of like a volatile relationship where they were fighting a lot, and then, mm-hmm. They broke up in a bad breakup, and then she goes and gets engaged, tattoos, and all this other stuff with this new guy.
Yeah.
It was too soon.
Wow. God, that's going to screw him up bad.
Yeah.
I feel like. Because he's, he's kind of screwy also.
So they started dating, and within months... Pete and Ariana, they were engaged, living together, and getting matching tattoos.
No, no.
Yeah, so that was just too fast. Yeah. She was trying to get over the other guy.
That's the one you don't do.
Yeah.
That's the one you don't do. You do that with your kids.
I mean, there should be signs if she's talking about him or, my boyfriend used to or those kind of stories.
You got to feel bad for him.
I know.
Pete Davidson?
He's never going to replicate that level of success no matter what he does in life.
No, but that kind of puts him in that position, though. Like, so now other, not like Ariana Grande, synonyms, okay, but like types.
Mm-hmm.
He's on another level now, so.
That's true. I guess it does elevate you.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Like David Spade was, where he'd always had to date really pretty girls, and he was always at the Playboy Mansion.
But, right.
That type of comedian person.
Yeah, once one girl sees you with one like that, it just sets the chain of reaction somehow.
Yeah,
it's like
one
of you's just got to be brave and say, I'll fall on it for the team. And then it just opens doors for everyone.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's like dominoes with women.
Oh, boy.
Way better than Pop Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just for the purpose of a joke.
Just for purposes of a joke.
I have no preferences on pizza. That's
none
just the purposes
all.
Of a joke.
Yeah. Well, this may have put a tear in your beer. William Bill Coors, the man who helped make the brewery started by his grandfather, Adolph Coors, passed away at his home at the age of 102.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was alive.
I didn't either. They should have had him in commercials unless he was senile or something.
Yeah.
He's drinking the beer upside down. It's pouring out. You don't want to do that. But if he's got his, got his senses about, put him out there. Jack Daniels wished Jack Daniels was still alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Excuse me.
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
There's that possessive apostrophe S on there, man.
Right. I drink Jeff Daniels is what I drink.
So
right.
How's he taste?
Awful.
I can imagine. One of his contributions to the world is he developed the introduction of the recyclable aluminum can in 1959.
Oh. Yeah. Well, for that, we say thank you.
Thank you, Coors.
Thank you, Coors.
For the Rocky Mountain beer that you brewed.
But the first cans were tiny, though. Like, we made them bigger,
From what I know.
Gluttonous Americans. We made them. You couldn't just, even Coca-Cola bottles when they first came out were like 7 or 8 ounces.
Yeah.
They were tiny little things.
But
and
people
now,
liked
then,
it here for some reason in South Carolina, because when I was in California, my mom would pack beer in our suitcases when she flew us out here to our relatives. When we were kids, for the grown-ups, because you couldn't buy Coors.
You were
here.
A beer mule.
I was a mule for my mom and my family. Isn't that terrible?
Back when you couldn't get Coors this side of the Texarkana.
Yeah.
I remember.
That's crazy.
Wow.
You sure you didn't, trip while watching Smokey and the Bandit?
No. It's true.
Okay.
It's true. I was 6 years old.
Maybe that's why Mr. Coors died. He was depressed knowing that the bandit was going to get there with that Coors again. Because that's what he was hauling was Coors.
Yeah. I think it was just a joke, mainly for
no,
my
it
mom.
Was a movie.
It yeah. was. Yeah. It was.
It was. Yeah. Three of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, about an elephant.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah.
Well, here is the ultimate family battle that left a Bristol man losing his leg after trying to kill his son with a chainsaw.
Lord.
Yeah, so a father and son battle with a chainsaw and a lawnmower. Who's going to win on that one? There's a 76-year-old guy in Tennessee that recently tried to kill his son by attacking him with a chainsaw while he was mowing the lawn. I don't know what started it, but it didn't end well because then the son defended himself by running his dad over with a lawnmower.
Did it happen yesterday?
It happened over the weekend.
I was going to say, if it was yesterday, he might have been pissed off because he was working on the Sabbath.
I think
it happened in June.
Oh, okay.
Last week.
Yeah, because the
guy was arrested.
You know, you know, if you're like bleeding to death because you got run over by a lawnmower, then they can't just like handcuff you and take you in right then. They got to wait a while.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
God.
So they charged him with attempted murder for violating his probation from a previous assault charge, and his son isn't facing any charges. So, I mean, you know, you run over your dad. That's pretty serious.
Well, God bless, yeah. What was the movie The Lawnmower Man? Was that about this? Was it about a scary guy who killed people with lawnmowers?
It was about virtual reality.
Oh.
It's one of those awesome movies from the 90s that you watch now and see how the technology looks. Like if you were to watch The Net now with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah. And then dial-up mode.
You remember Dennis Miller's in it and kick your TV through the wall?
Yeah. See, the only thing that I know about the situation is the two had a running feud of some sort.
Oh.
Yeah, so it went to blows. So the man had his leg amputated at the hospital, so he suffered. He was in pain for a while after that.
God bless.
Yeah.
I like to know what they were fighting over.
Didn't we know somebody who lost something to a lawnmower?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so.
He told people he lost it in a war.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
That's just awful.
You do?
Yeah, I see him around town.
Mm.
You ever try to hit him with your car?
What?
No, I don't want to lose the other one for him.
I know.
P1 Stolen Valor. Tell him I said hello.
Awful. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. You just gave me a new Halloween costume idea, though. Thank you for that.
You're going to be.
I appreciate it. All I need is a Batman costume. Duct tape. All right, thank you. All right, Fat Boy Sports, what's going on?
Well, there's a new trend in the NFL that might be pretty painful if you got long hair.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
We got to that point.
Okay.
Hell of a tease.
That's a great tease.
So good.
And Jimmy, I don't even think you know what it is.
No.
God.
I've heard for years Fat Boy has great tease.
Well, he does. You should see him when he's cold. All right, we'll get into your Rise Guys sports touchdowns right after this. Morning, everybody.
It's the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet. And now, Rise Guys Sports. Fat Boy.
Hey, what that technique down there? You pull, what you pull, right here?
Yeah.
What I was? Boy, your ass got some technique, boy. You ain't show me that this summer. What you pull me right here? Hey, get your ass out of here. Hey, what you pull me right here?
What I wore my wife.
Wow, what was that?
That was Antonio Brown and Xavier Rhodes going back and forth.
Oh.
No. During the timeout during the game.
Sorry, they having fun.
Thought they were saying bad words for a second.
Now they boys, man, they train together. Let's get into some NFL. Of course, we'll recap later who lost picks. I'm not even going to tell you tonight. It's Monday night game because it's garbage. You won't watch it. Niners at Packers. I told you, Niners are beat up on offense and they're going to lose anyway. So.
Niners,
oh, hush your mouth.
Niners. The Falcons, man, at home, 34-29. The Bucks almost won. On the last play, they had a lateral going. If DeSean Jackson would have scooped it up, they would have ran it in. So, Falcons are good at home, I guess, is the takeaway from that. 2-4 on the year. And the Panthers, 23-17. Losers on the road at the Redskins. Just tough, man. Just an awful game. Cam Newton could have converted a third down to Greg Olsen, but he went to the end zone. Just tough.
I saw the last play. I didn't see anything else, but I saw the last play of the game where Cam kind of hit his arm on a receiver on what was still going to be a terribly thrown pass anyway. Or he hit his arm on a lineman, but the pass was still going to throw sail into the fifth row.
That's happening a lot this year, man. The kickers are sucking, and the linemen are batting those balls down.
He hit his arm on his own lineman.
Oh, his own?
Yeah, but it was on the follow-through, so the pass was just crap, garbage, bad.
I guess he throws off his back foot and there's no changing it.
No, he's just going to, and that's going to lead to what happened yesterday.
He's not
going to
be accurate. No. Accurate. It just ain't going to happen. So I would imagine he plays his contract out and then they look somewhere else.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you want an accurate passer.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Damn.
Preferably somebody who doesn't need Randy Moss to go up and get every pass.
Yeah, really.
Because Randy's being awesome on pregame shows.
Got mossed. Well, here's the big trend going on in the NFL because it's happened before a couple times this year. But during the Texans-Bills game yesterday, Chris Ivory's a running back for the Bills. Jadeveon Clowney called up to him, but I'm going to show you in slow motion what he did.
Let me turn this around. Let's see what you got.
All right. So they snapped the ball. Ivory's got it. And look. Chris Ivory has very long dreadlocks. Jadeveon Clowney grabbed one and pulled it.
Oh, ow.
And it looked like just an elastic band.
Yeah.
Now, dude, when a guy has a dreadlock, are we to assume that they're always real? Because, like, it could be a weave, no?
Yeah, it could be an extension.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's sewn into your scalp,
well,
right?
You've seen it, dude, like, have short hair at the end of one season and come back with 8-inch dreads. He didn't grow that much hair,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's true.
It was
from February
to August?
Is
no.
it sewn into the scalp, or is it just, like, tied into the hair that's already there?
I'm lost on how they do it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, some guys have, like, big ones. It's like one big one hanging out of the back.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like Lenny Kravitz always looked like a beehive.
Yeah.
You can get tackled by dreadlocks. It is legal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you might want to cut. You'd be faster if you cut them anyway.
I was assaulted by some dreadlocks one time.
Whipped.
Mm-hmm.
Conor McGregor was at the Cowboys game yesterday. The Cowboys smoked the Jags, one of the best defenses in the league. And then every Cowboy that scored offense and defense was doing the Conor McGregor kind of arm swing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what – turn it around. Here's what people are busting his balls up about.
He's wearing one of those ridiculous suits.
Well, watch him throw this football in pregame.
Whoa. What in the world is that?
What are you doing, man? I know he's Irish and all and probably never played football.
He was, like, shot-putting the football.
He's obviously never seen football.
What is this football?
He might not have.
But like Cam Newton,
the way his brains got smushed last weekend, though, it's amazing he even knew where he was at. He may not have.
My goodness.
Yeah, he did have Khabib just over top of him, just punching him relentlessly in the head for about 5 minutes.
And his trainers.
That too. Yeah.
And fans, even.
Bunch of Russians.
The Aaron Hernandez saga never dies.
Uh-oh.
He's gone. He's not with us anymore. But it came out now that he was sexually molested as a boy. He told his lawyers, and he told some friends, too. The lawyers did not name the accused, but this is from the same the spotlight team they call them, the Boston Globe, the ones that broke open the whole Catholic abuse scandal.
Yeah.
They're the ones who investigated this. So, yeah, he had told some people that. But, you know, he had the CTE, too. So.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, I mean. Obviously, it's hard to, I guess, give any sympathy for the guy based on how he lived and what he did to other people. But it's a big story.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, it's hard to have sympathy for the guy, sure. But to see, like, maybe this was the beginning of how that all, you know, came to be.
Yeah.
I mean, was it someone within the, like, church or the team or what?
No, I mean, I think it was his dad had a lot to do with it.
Oh, God.
With his drinking, too.
Okay.
He and his brothers were often beaten and brutalized. Somebody came out and said they had a relationship with Hernandez, too, a former teammate. I want to say it was high school. Like, they had a sexual relationship.
Oh.
They tried to keep private. But that came out eventually, too.
Well, stuff keeps coming out. He's been dead almost a year and a half.
Yeah, I don't know what all is going to. I don't mean, what's it do? I don't know what all comes out after this, but you got to think that's about it, right, as far as the Hernandez front goes. It's all done.
Yeah.
I think so. It just keeps, I mean, every few months, there'll be something else still. There'll be something else. But he has posthumous scandals like Tupac had songs.
You might be right. This here, though, this is where How much do you chase the money when it comes to the WWE? Because U.S. senators are urging the company to not go to Saudi Arabia and to not do the Crown Jewel event in light of recent events of what happened to the journalist in the consulate.
Yeah.
So nobody knows. Yeah, they don't know if they're going to go or not. But this is a lot of money.
When is that supposed to be? The Crown Jewel.
I don't have it here. It's not in this story.
Is that the same thing where they're fighting for that new fake championship they made up called the World Cup?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They keep making up new stuff to go play for, wrestle for. I mean,
Lindsey Graham commented on this. He said there should be a pause.
I hate wrestling.
Well, it's men in little shorts, though.
Oh. No, what did he say? Lindsey Graham?
He said there should be a pause on them going over. They should at least pause, I guess, is what his thoughts. I think his exact quote was, there should be a pause.
Well, Lindsey Graham's been all over everywhere.
Postpone the show.
Yeah. He got called out by Chelsea Handler for being gay. He said he wasn't gay.
Yeah.
He's come out and said it. But this here is a lot of money Saudi Arabia's paying the but nobody still knows what to think about the their prime minister? The young guy?
Right, the crown Saudi, prince.
Yeah, the prince. Yeah.
He's very aloof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seems to possibly be up to some very bad things.
I feel like he's the Antichrist.
Not just this, but
I do.
Some other, but yeah, but the charade's falling apart early, though. See, I had the same thoughts when he was first coming to prominence. Like, oh, that might be the guy from the East, you know, but then, like, no, it's falling apart way too fast for that.
And nobody knows what happened to his wife, right?
His mom. I think it's his mom.
It was his mom? I thought it was his wife. Either way.
His mom hasn't been seen in public for years now or something like that.
Maybe Kane took her. And then she will reemerge during the tag team bout that should have never happened.
So how can Kane go work it? Does he not have a municipality to run?
Well, millions and millions of dollars goes a long way. But at the same time, man, I wouldn't want to go over there if I worked for them.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. Go especially, women can't go.
Somebody asked Jericho if he'd be there, Chris Jericho, and he said, no thanks. That was his reply, just no thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed like he didn't have any interest in going over there at all. And good for him.
I wouldn't. It's Rise Guy Sports.
Thank you, Fat Boy. Thanks, Fat Boy. See, I used to think there was a time that maybe Egypt was okay to go to now, and now I'm like, oh man. Oh, boy.
Yep.
I'll just go to the beach again. I'll just stick with Myrtle. Yeah. Myrtle's never done me wrong.
Gatlinburg. They still got that Hard Rock Cafe. Looks like a pyramid at Myrtle, right?
Yeah, they do. They still got that little shopping area on the fake little river that they made.
Gay Dolphin?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, pansexual.
Won't find one of those in Saudi Arabia.
No, boy. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And the P1 payoff, $1,000 coming at you in mere seconds. Keep it right here. Morning, everybody.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
They're hilarious. I get up every morning to listen to them.
Always listen to them, man. Every morning.
Wake up to them all the time. Listen to them on my way to work.
And 93-minute Rock Blocks all day.
93.3 The Planet. Rock.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.